Yeah, you got to get ready for this one. This is your big moment.
I know. I really got to do well on this.
All right.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
So, Patrick, what are your plans for the future?
I've thought about this quite a bit, sir, and would have to say, considering what's waiting out there for me, I don't want to sell anything, buy anything, or process anything as a career. I don't want to sell anything bought or processed, or buy anything sold, processed, or repair anything sold, bought, or processed. You know, as a career. I don't want to do that.
All right. Well done. Okay, Patrick, we are a little bit behind on taking this call.
This call
was left on our machine, I think, I want to say like mid-January, something like that.
Yeah, so, what happened was, actually, the one tape filled up, and
yeah.
then we changed it, but we forgot to go back and listen to the other
tape.
Little answering machine tape.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
Sure. And that will maybe also explain what the caller you're going to hear sort of complain about a couple of times in this call, but... Just wait. Okay, this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And every so often we get a call from our friend out in California. He likes to call himself Echo Park Jimmy.
EPJ.
And he calls and he leaves a series of messages and then we kind of put them all together and we play it and we react.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it, right?
Pretty much deconstruction. Yeah.
This is one of those episodes.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. Echo Park Jimmy ringing in. The new year of 2018. I just left a lump of coal in your sack, in your 2018 sack. No, a lump of diamonds. What do you think? Echo Park Jimmy. My choices for next Christmas, but that was good stuff at Christmas. But the main reason of this quick call, I'm headed to Echo Park to talk about my top songs. So I just didn't want you to get me in there. You said if, like, let's say I did a top 100, I could get 100 cassettes mailed to me. I'll send you a SASE. I just want this legendary mixtape that Patrick's cooking up. But I'll take 100, please, and I'll sell them in L.A. But I'll probably call you from the Echo. But the reason for this quick call is maybe my perfect pop song if I have time, but you didn't... You missed some messages. I was a little over-medicated. Listening back to my last call, I think I was a little bifurcated on some sour D or something. Who knows? Sunny D, I mean. But you missed some calls. I heard a whole rant about the president and about protest music, but I think I can just focus on that later. Maybe write an article about, there's been such an avalanche of just pure protest songs, other kind of protest songs in the last 12 months. It's insane. But you missed some messages, including my perfect pop song. And it technically came out in 2016. Redbone, Childish Gambino. It's been everywhere. It was in Get Out the Movie. It's insane, like the omnipresence of that song. But I'm outside all the time. I hear it at the playground, coming in, like driving through the hood, coming out of boomboxes. If it was 1985, but it's just an amazing Childish Gambino song, and they threw it a Grammy nomination. Hopefully, it wins. But it's just got a Parliament Funkadelic feel to it, and I explained it all on my call. But look for those calls, or maybe they got erased. But Mercury was in retrograde. As my planet-aligned friends talk about. And I think it just, maybe they got swallowed up in the ether, but it's better that they did because I just ranted about a bunch of ugly stuff in 2017 and now it's 2018. But listen to Redbone if you haven't, because that album is not classic, but that song is classic.
Rockin' the Suburbs, Echo Park Jimmy. Outside... The Echo in Echo Park, California. Not really a place. It's more of a musical feeling. I kid. I wanted to just end that cliffhanger once and for all. Yes, but it was just a boring cliffhanger. Another perfect pop song by the Echo Park Jimmy, Redbone.
you know, my peanut butter chocolate cake with Kool-Aid. Now stay woke.
That's what I got to say to all the Rockin' the Suburbs fans. Stay woke in 2018. I just wanted to run down my 100 favorite songs or best songs or however you want to, however anybody's been describing it. 100, Walk on Water by 30 Seconds to Mars. 99, City Music by Kevin Morby. 98, Ron Gat, I'm kidding. I'm not going to do 100 songs. I got three. I know, Jim and Patrick hate to edit their own show, but if I was going to edit it, I'd get it down to three favorite songs. But, you know, I don't know what you said about concerts, about, you know, best album, best songs, best concert. Best album, you know, mine are kind of boring. I just think, I love Arcade Fire. I love The National. I think those albums would be in my top 10. I love, you know, I love the new U2. That concert, that Joshua Tree concert was amazing. 2016, the album was, of the year was Radiohead. And, you know, Moonshaped Pool. And I saw Radiohead open their tour in Miami in 2017. And they take you to another planet when you see Radiohead. But U2, I would say best album because we had a thread on the Rock in the Suburbs fan page and it was divisive, but everybody's like, I hate it. I have hated every one of their albums except three of them. And it doesn't make sense to me because I see them two or three times every tour, usually the opener and like later on in LA. And they are always amazing live, and they play the new songs, and people just stare blankly. No Line in the Horizon is the perfect example I can come up with. Go back and listen to the first three songs on No Line in the Horizon. They're great pop songs, great lyrics. And I think after that, Bono is just like, forget about it. He always talks about you have to be popular. To be a good song, it can't be Kevin Morby, I'm sorry. Or Ron Gallo. Nobody knows who those guys are. It has to be like Taylor Swift level giant success. And that's what Bono's always trying for. Hello, what number is this, Jim? I don't know. I'm sorry. I think maybe when I called before, oh no way, Ione Sky is walking by. That's so awesome. Anyway, I got caught up there. Everybody loves her. Outside the Echo with my number one songs artist doing a residency in January, and that's my cliffhanger. And I think I maybe when I called in December, I just called too many times, and the Suburban Party line could not handle it. 612-440-1984. I gotta write a new jingle for that with like Elvis Costello enunciation. Anesthetize to anesthetize. Elvis Costello, the best enunciator in rock and roll. All right, back to my top three. I just was going on about U2, but they're so good live. And their last two albums, it's a two-part album. And they rewrote the second one because they wanted to put more references to love. How can you hate that? But there's a bunch of hooks. There's a bunch of good lyrics. Oh, we should do a U2 show and just talk about that new album, why so many people hate U2, but I, you know, I'll even say Rattle and Hum was brilliant, but that's just because I love U2. What was my point? And the top albums, you know, we don't have to get into that, but it would be U2. And my rant that got cut off was about how certain songs are inarguably the best song of the year. Whatever year the end of the world, we know it as we know it came out. There's a reference to Trump in that song, guys. That's what I was trying to get to in those 17 calls, and you must have erased it. But he says Trump in that song is referencing. So hopefully it's not the end of the world as we know it. But we'll get on that later. So number three, I would say, is, you know, most definitely... Total Entertainment Forever by Father John Misty. Because that was another part of my rant, is about how in a year of divisiveness, he tried to write a whole like album about bringing us together. And I love that song because of the first line. Betting Taylor Swift every night inside the Oculus Rift. After Mr. and the Mrs. finished dinner and the dishes. And then he did a whole country version of that. So Total Entertainment Forever, Father John Misty, number 3. Number 2, you total Jim and Patrick material. Hardy Har, Radio Man 56. Hardy Har is some bizarre band. Hello, gentlemen. Jim and Patrick. Get out of the doldrums, baby. This is the most important call. I didn't drink any Guinness or take any medication because, you know, we don't need that. Because I needed to get to my number one song for the Rock in the Suburbs. This is an exclusive, like Jimmy Linetti said, the glove maker. He had some great songs on his list. But my number one, if you didn't get number two, is Hardy Har, John Fogerty's Kids. Do some research on that band. I'm like, what? John Fogerty's Kids have some weird band from Florida? And it's a song called Radio Man 56? And, it's indescribable. Jim and Patrick, I know that your favorite songs were the same way. It's like, you can tell, ooh, I like Arcade Fire because that song had Sig Sig Sputnik keyboards. Creature Comfort by Arcade Fire would have been my favorite song any other year because it's amazing. But there were so many there's 100 songs that I couldn't put on that, 200 songs in 2017. But Hardy Har 56, or I'm sorry, Radio Man 56, you know, you listen to it and tell me what you think because I can't even describe it, but it's a great song. And my number one song is Why I'm at the Echo. Her name's Lauren Ruth Ward. She's doing a residency at the Echo in January. I discovered her because of Rodney on the Rock. He went to satellite radio, but he plays all girl groups. And I know you love girl groups. And Lauren Ruth Ward cut through the mire of he plays mostly girl singers. Like Cat Meows. I don't know if you ever heard of her. Like just endless people. Like I can talk about the girl groups he plays, but. Going back to the 60s, and he was the king of the Sunset Strip in the 70s, but Lauren Ruth Ward and her song Whale Hail is my number one song. It's her voice. I mean, it's kind of Joplin-esque, but it's laser sharp. Cuts through, it's strong, but she's exuberant. And the song Whale Hail, it's just, she has all these cool references to Elvis and Bowie. And Sinatra, and I'm just excited to see her live. So, you know, track this down, guys. I guess all I could find is it's described as 60s and 70s psych rock is her music, but it's a song that just cut through because that's it. And I think I'm going to get cut off, but I'm going to just say it one more time, Lauren Ruth Ward. Yeah, fellas. I just, you know, I felt weird about, you never, like, this is a weird way of doing a podcast. I mean, I do my podcast, kick out the gyms. I do it from a pod, you know, those white things that you can rent because the sound quality is amazing. You just gotta make sure somebody comes and gets you out of there. Because people just kinda think it's like a abandoned trailer truck pod, but. It's a great place to do a podcast. That's where I do Kick Out the Gyms. But I just wanted to repeat, if you haven't heard it, Lauren Ruth Ward, Well Hell. And I know I'm always doing silly singing. I cannot duplicate her voice. She shreds it. She puts any of you girl singers to shame. I know there's a lot of good ones out there. I'm not being sexist. I'm just saying. She is the best. Lauren Ruth Ward. And, as far as some runner-ups, I don't think you can do covers, but track down First Aid Kit's cover of, what's her name? You know, Lord. She's actually, secretly the guy Randy from South Park, but Lord does the song Perfect Places, but track down First Aid Kit's cover of Perfect Places and track down the new LCD sound system, of course, and Michael Kiwanuka. His song really was the best song, but somebody discovered that for a show, Pretty Little Lies, but it's like a 10-minute song in the long song category. So, this is just to remind Jim and Patrick to just don't erase messages. There's important information in there. And I don't know if this is a new song, a cover of a song, but Beach Life and Death I wrote down by Car Seat Headrest. And they did a cover of their own music. I can't understand this new music, but I'll leave you alone. I'm sorry to call back so many times. I love your show. It's great. It's 5 stars. You love everybody. Oh, I know what you guys hate. You hate doing that end part. Make sure you tune into Rock of the Suburbs every day. And, it doesn't matter what state you're from, Hawaii, Alaska, or even Ohio. Call into Rock of the Suburbs every day. And it's on Apple Music, Stitcher, Audio Boom. It's a top-rated podcast. Tell your friends if they like music. And I can't believe how much music they discovered.
Okay.
I don't even know what to say.
Well, I'm glad he did the ending for us so we don't have to do that later.
Yeah. I feel like I just came off an acid trip.
Yes, there's a lot there. So I mentioned, that's a call or a series of calls, rather, from probably a couple months ago by this point. So he's talking a lot about his favorites of 2017, wow, which we did a whole series on.
Yeah, we did.
We did send him a mixtape, as we did for everyone who helped us out with that. We did not send him 100 mixtapes.
No, we did not. Yeah. Because he would just sell them.
That's what he said, right?
He revealed his plan. Yeah.
To Ioni Sky.
He's going to sell them in L.A. Yeah. So what was that about? He's just standing there and Ioni Sky walks by?
Apparently, that's what happened.
That doesn't happen to me.
No.
I mean, she didn't say anything. She doesn't just walk by. Was he walking her dogs?
Well, I don't think so. He is dog walker to the stars. But I think that doesn't happen to you because you live in Falls Church, Virginia.
That's right. And I don't live in Echo
Who
Park.
Are the biggest stars, in Falls Church, Virginia?
Maybe you're going to see Don Beyer strolling by. That's about it.
So there you go. So, Ioni Sky. How about that? That would be a moment.
It's nuts, man. I don't know how to unpack all that, Jim. There was a lot there. But,
I wonder if she gave him a pen. No. Okay. Sorry, that took a long time for you to get figure that out. Okay.
I'll say this: Echo Park Jimmy is one of my heroes because he defends what he likes. I mean,
yes,
he stays with what he likes. He likes what he likes. He's not ashamed. He embraces pop music, obviously, in many forms, and he's right there with it. So why not?
Yes, absolutely. And how I so would have loved if he had really had called in and listed his 100 songs of the last year.
We wouldn't have to do anything
in
for
order.
A month.
That would be awesome. So
please do that next year.
You got to do that.
Yeah,
that
I'd
is the
love
challenge.
A month off.
Okay, but there were a few songs you mentioned that I do want to hear.
Okay, me too.
First off, before playing anything, I do want to ask you this because you are something of an REM scholar, especially the IRS years.
To a certain degree.
Do you remember a reference to Donald Trump in It's the End of the World as We Know It?
I absolutely don't.
I don't think.
No.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know where that's coming from because I don't think
really
that's
sure.
in there.
Yeah, I don't think Trump Tower's in there anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll have to go back and review, but.
Yeah, we need actual audio evidence of that. Okay.
Now, I appreciate that clarification.
The songs.
Yep.
So the last time we played his messages and he was talking about his perfect pop song and then he didn't mention the song. Apparently he claims he did leave that on one of the recordings.
Hmm.
But he also said something about being overly medicated or over-medicated.
That's right.
So maybe he did or maybe he didn't. But this is his pick for perfect pop song.
Right.
Thank you. Okay, that was Redbone by Childish Gambino.
Have you Childish Gambino, yeah.
Yeah, you listen to a lot of his stuff?
No.
Okay.
Not much.
It's Donald Glover, the actor, right? Mm-hmm. And his stuff's pretty great.
Yeah,
I mean, it really is very good. And it's also one of the boys' favorites.
Oh, really?
He loves Childish Gambino. Oh. Yes. Hmm. And he gets really excited every time Donald Glover is in like a movie or something like that.
That's Childish Gambino.
Yes, he's really very
excited
about
this. That's very cool. Yeah. That was really interesting. Yeah, I liked it.
Okay. And the other one I wanted to play here is this band called Hardy Har.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear. Radio Man 56.
Good garage rock,
that was
right?
Great. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a lost track off of Nuggets. That was beautiful.
Completely.
Yeah.
So it's Hearty, H-E-A-R-T-Y, Har. And as Jimmy mentioned, two of John Fogerty's kids are in this band.
Incredible.
Shane and Tyler Fogerty.
Incredible.
Had you heard of this band before?
No, never heard of them.
Neither had I. But they
sounded great.
They don't have a whole lot of music out yet. There's
there's an EP and a couple singles.
Yeah, and the EP
right?
apparently just came out just this year.
Crystal Shards Volume 1.
Yeah, some other singles and things like that. All the covers are very kind of psychedelic looking, kind of trippy, right?
Totally.
They also have a cover of the Sonics Psycho.
Well, if you're going to cover someone.
Yeah. And that fits in right with that sound, don't you think?
The Sonics or Sonic Youth, one of those two. Yeah.
All right, that was cool. I'm excited about Hardy Har.
Me too.
Okay, and then there was one more that
Ruth
he said we
Ann
have to hear.
Ward or
Lauren
Ruth Ann? What was it?
Lauren Ruth Ward.
Lauren Ruth Ward, right?
And the song is called "Well Hell."
Yeah.
That is not what I expected.
No, me neither.
Didn't he at one point make some reference to Janis Joplin or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not at all what I expected.
No, me neither. Yeah, it was way faster and tighter and more thought out. Yeah, wasn't thinking about that.
Yeah. Very driving. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it was great. Really cool.
Yes, I want to listen to this album. So the album is also called Well Hell.
Yeah,
looks like the album just came out this year. Yep. The single was from last year, which is why he called it one of his favorites of last year.
Yeah, but it ties nicely with our new music.
Very nice. So, yeah, I need to listen to more of that. Yeah. Very good. Good recommendations. I like those.
Yeah, it's great work.
Although, apparently, they can't be great songs if they're not at Taylor Swift level, right?
That's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll take that out another time.
I'm going to walk down the street and ask Ione Sky what she thinks about.
All right, very good. Okay, if you would like to call into the show and...
Apparently, it's unlimited.
Yeah. Well, you just have to have the number saved somewhere, and then you just, when it cuts you off, you have to call in again.
Right. If you're over-medicated, just dial it up.
Yes. The number is
612-440-1984.
So please do that. And the new thing now is if you call in, leave a message, we put your voice on the show just like that, then we send you a sticker.
Sticker?
Not yep. 100 cassettes.
No.
No.
Not at all. Just one sticker. That's right. It's and the price of a stamp.
You can sell it if you want, but you won't get a lot for it. All right. And then if you'd rather not call, if you'd rather just type some thoughts, you can... Oh, did he go through all this?
He did.
He did go through all this. We don't need to do this.
It's maybe our stock ending from now on. When we get tired, we'll just play that.
Yeah. Yeah. He went through all this already. So let's just get out of here. All right. All right. So it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys next week. I can live without so much. I can die without a clue. Sun keeps rising in the west. I keep on waiting for it comes to you. Never swam no sea. City got me drowning. I guess it's up to me. I can live without your touch. I can live without your touch.
How do you say, I love you to an answering machine?